Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The update at 9 is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 2025 has arrived in Sydney, Australia. Over a million people were there when midnight arrived with music, fireworks, and indigenous performances. Here at home, over a million people expected to brave the rain tonight in New York's Times Square. Security is tight. A team from the NTSB arriving in South Korea to join investigators at the scene of one of the worst aviation disasters in history. ABC News contributor John Nance, a pilot, doesn't expect quick answers about the commercial jet crash Sunday that killed 179 people on board.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised to see a final report take a year. By the same token, we will know very rapidly what some of the major factors were.
The Biden administration is accusing China of a major security breach at the Treasury Department and accused of accessing unclassified documents. Not clear if the incident's related to a hack last month that targeted telecommunications. This is ABC News. There are now new charges in Santa Clara, California, against the man known as the Gone Girl kidnapper, Matthew Mueller. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
According to the DA, in 2009, Mueller broke into a different California woman's home, drugged and tied her up, and threatened to sexually assault her. The next month, Mueller allegedly broke into another woman's home. Mueller now facing additional felony counts of committing a sexual assault during a home invasion for those 2009 crimes.
Mueller got the nickname after an attack in 2015 where he kidnapped a woman. Police for a time thought she made up the story along the lines of the book Gone Girl. A new twist in the fight over congestion pricing in New York City. A federal judge now asking for more information on the effects of the plan. But advocate Lisa Daglin doesn't think it'll stop it.
There'll be different responses that will have to happen over some time, but it will have started.
The toll for driving into parts of Lower Manhattan is set to take effect Sunday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the mid-30s today with a few flurries possible this afternoon. North to northwest winds around 10. Scattered flurries possible tonight. A low of 21. New Year's Day partly sunny with a chilly breeze. A high of 28. Partly cloudy Wednesday night. A low of 15. Thursday partly sunny. A high of 25. Friday nice sunshine but cooler yet with a high of 20 degrees.
On Monday, January 6, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131 extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the community dinner and strength in connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131 extension 1516.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
On a morning show today from WRCO, we talk about, well, one of my favorite subjects, history and trivia. Joining us is the president of the Richland County Historical Society, Ken Feed. Ken, well, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, Phil. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too. You'll be around tonight as we ring in the new year as well.
Yeah, maybe kind of just secretly sitting in and listening. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me, right. Triviathon coming up tonight. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Has it been a good year for the Historical Society?
Great year for the Historical Society. Our newsletter is going strong. I've got to give a shout out to Keith Ritten, who writes a lot of the articles now, just does an outstanding job researching and documenting. I'm blessed with a very good board of directors. I'm going to recognize them all just by saying each of them I appreciate very much and what they do. Most recently, and I'll mention Barb Cody, who does our webpage. And if you haven't been there, go to Richland County Historical Society .weebly.com. And just check out what's on the webpage. There's so much there, and we're looking to add to it in 2025.
I really enjoy your history minutes, which we hear on WRCO News during the week and then on Sunday as well. But you've done a great job of getting around the county. You know, there are places that, you know, I grew up near. Other places when I was growing up seemed so far away, although they're still in the county.
Well, and it's funny when you hear about it, you all of a sudden relate to where that is.
Uh-huh.
And it's an immediate, oh, you make that connection. And it's local. So it being local, you'll either get one of two lines, I didn't know that. Or they want to add to the story, which I really enjoy, where they want to fill in all the gaps and all the... I said, I only have 3 to 5 minutes there. And so to fill in those gaps about where Tavera was or something about the iron mines in Cazenovia. And I do try to really go throughout the whole county. I try to mix it up with locations and people and events. And somebody said to me one time, they said, boy, that must be really tough. I said, the toughest thing is trying to pick out which one I'm going to use because there's so much history there that's untapped, that hasn't been covered, that hasn't been used, or so much history that you just took for granted and you never realized, oh, there is a marker there, or that's what the significance of it is.
As we enter 2025, then how many years does that mark for you doing those minutes?
So we're into year four already. It started in December of 2021, just with what was Christmas like in 1921. And if you go to our webpage, and Barb's got them on there, all 3 years, so that's 156 excerpts, and we also have on the anniversary clip, which for tribute to WRCO in 75 years, I really enjoyed doing that, and I think it turned out very nice. So you have all those where you can listen to them, and the narratives are there and available to you.
Absolutely, and that one went really well. We enjoyed it. Of course, it was about us, but when you look at those past 4 years, is there one that has gotten the most response, Ken?
I have to go back to the December of 2021, and they would say to me, I never realized why when we went to Grandma and Grandpa's house, there was that nut dish on the middle of the table with nutcrackers and nut picks. And you get those stories going just like you would about the cake or the tree or whatever, the presents. Those are always, the fruitcake always brings attention. But people caught me more on that one item. Easily 24 people reached out to me and said, I never knew that. I didn't realize that, you know. And sometimes we, again, take things for granted. And there's that flashback. Tell me you don't have that flashback of going to Grandma and Grandpa's house or spending the holidays with family and friends. And those little memories really tie in.
Absolutely. I remember that. I remember the old Christmas candy dish, which by January, a lot of them were stuck together.
Well, it depends on which you liked. You know, you always tried to pick out, because it was a mixed dish, right?
Uh-huh.
And so you always picked out your favorites first. It's just the way you do it.
And then you wash it down with a warm 7-Up. You know, we always had that too at Grandma and Grandpa's, you know.
Good memories,
absolutely. So as you look back, you know, and your issues, I know you've got a new one coming out for the Historical Society.
January issue will be coming out. It's already, I can honestly tell you that it's laid out, and all it is where we've got to print it. We always try to get them out about mid-month, so somewhere around the 15th of January, you should be expecting a newsletter. And we do 3 now a year. If you become a new member, you get 2 years up front, and that's and the support has just been overwhelming with people becoming members. And I guess I would put the shout out, you know, there's nothing wrong with a donation. We're still a 501(c). It's going for history. The newest edition will be the egg exhibit, and that's it's going forward. We've got the sign out there. Shout out to Randy Olson. Thank him for dropping off the gravel so that whenever we want to get at laying out the we've already got 6 pieces of machinery donated. It's progressing. And of course, the signage now, you're going to be seeing Richland County Historical signs around the county. I've got already 4 connections going. And when I say that, we're creating more history in the area. You'd come to the schoolhouse now, and if you weren't there on Sunday from 1 to 4 in those summer months, you'd still get the history of the Aiki School. It's there now in front. That sign is there, and BL Signs did an outstanding job with it. We now have the Ag Exhibit sign up, and anybody that would be interested in donating to that Ag Exhibit, they certainly can. Again, it's still in the early stages of formation, but it is going forward, and that's a plus for the Aiki School.
With the machinery exhibit, what era of machinery are you looking at, Ken?
Excellent question. So we're looking for anything that would be non-traditional. So if you were to say a hay rake, a drop rake would be preferred. If you'd say the 5-bar rake over maybe the wheel rake, all those things tie in. So one of the donations is a 2-bottom plow. And we would take one that was pulled by an animal, a beast of burden, or one that was used because when you started farming, circa 1950, let's say, there were a lot of things with smaller machinery. We're not looking to put in bigger machinery. We do have from a grain binder, just that section, you know, so we wouldn't put the whole grain binder there. And it's not quite to the level of what you would find if you went to Cassville and Nelson Dewey and the Ag Museum that's there. But all of a sudden now when you come to Aiki, you're going to see what would be just to the east and that triangle section that's there. You're going to see a display of farm machinery with a brief history that goes along with it because there was such a tie, a connection between agriculture and those small one-room schools. The families intimately that are within 2 to 3 miles, they had a farming background. Many of them were a part of that with all those one-room schools that are throughout the county.
And sometimes rode horses to school, too.
You know, and that's where that tie-in is, of course, with the Paul's house across the road. And Emil Akey would house them in his barn. And that was part of the history that if you catch Dr. Jerry Bauer's excerpt, he emphasized that Emil Akey played a major role in the continuation of the school, not just providing the land, but also the history that goes when you rode that horse there, it was kept in the barn.
Was it a good year for attendance?
Great year. And I remember one time talking with Ron Fruit, and I said, you know, that our attendance was about averaging between 6 to 8 people a weekend. And he goes, oh, that's low. I said, no, that's ideal. If you can imagine in that one-room school, if you get in 3 families in there, it's packed or crowded. And we've had even sometimes where people will come back because it was busy and they didn't get a chance to sit down and really absorb. Most people will come in, do a walkthrough. It takes about a half hour just to do a simple walkthrough if you really want to be involved. You don't want to do that vacation trip, you know, where they stopped and looked at the Grand Canyon and then jumped in their car and left. Mm-hmm. We've had people come at 1:15 and stay until we closed. And they really relive and revisit. The ones I thoroughly enjoy is when the grandparents bring their grandchildren and they start telling stories. And that's what's fun about just sitting there and let them share the stories, what they remember when they attended those one-room schools.
It'd be an excellent place to play school. My kids always like to play school, you know?
Well, so. we do have classes come there in the spring and uh-huh. in the fall. They're invited, get in touch with me or one of the board members, and they will come there for a lesson on one-room schools. A couple of classes will actually bring lunches. One, I thought it was very creative, they actually took large soup cans, and that was their lunch. Then they put that in that can. Of course, it was well taken care of. You know, everything was wrapped up and everything. But they had a lunch pail then to bring with them to school. And they got a pipe cleaner across the top. And if you can see the creativity that might go there with a third grade class that visited, and we can accommodate anywhere from 15 to 20 students, and they sit in the desks, and we'll actually go through a lesson with them.
Wow, that's got to be outstanding, you know. And I don't know, maybe it sinks in so much for the kids, but I think it would be just fun to be a mouse in the corner there.
Well, so. I think the chaperones have as much fun as anyone, and you know, that's all a part of it. It's a treasure. It's a historical treasure that we have in the county.
I don't know that there are going to be Akey School questions on Triviathon tonight.
No, but I do remember that you and Ron had one time when you asked what was the name of the newsletter, which is the Akey Breaky News.
Akey Breaky News.
If you remember, that was one of those questions on Triviathon.
Yes, absolutely. Do you push new exhibits into the schoolhouse from time to time and let others rest?
Excellent question. So we're very limited at accepting donations. We're accepting mostly books, if I could be very straightforward. But here's our January issue. You hit it on the head, and I know you didn't know about it. Oma Kucher, who attended in the early 1900s, and she kept all of her things in a dresser drawer in the attic. And Geneva Gillette found them and donated them. They will be now on display because the books are there. The bell, the original bell from the Akey School will be there this next year. So we can tie in that history. It will be the insert section to the newsletter. You'll be able to see the items that will be on display. What I would only mention one thing exclusively, her notebook with notes. The penmanship is meticulous. Her cursive, the neatness of her writing is unbelievable. And this is circa 1909. And if you think about going back to that time period, on the front of the notebook was Teddy Roosevelt because he was the president. So that was, of course, on the front of the notebook. But all the items, her pencil case, it's a large tube. It's wooden. You take that apart. And if you can remember this, here's one for the people that are listening. Do you remember the extensions that went on to the end of a pencil just so you'd have more room to write? Now, you really got to go back 3 generations to remember that conservation of a lead pencil that when it got down to about 2 inches, so you weren't holding it, there was actually an extension that went on to it. And what you could do with that extension is pull it out, just like you do with screwdrivers, and reverse it, put it in, so that you didn't lose the lead that was in that pencil. Now, if people remember that, now they've really lived and they've been a part of that. That's a real pleasure for them.
I don't think that I do remember that, but do you have some on display at Aiki School?
It will be, and that's one of the items. So in the front, if you've been to Aiki School, in the front of the Aiki School, we will have a bulletin board specifically with those items and a desk sitting in the corner by the front that will have some books that Oma had, and again, a very generous donation. And if you read the insert in the newsletter, the January newsletter, and Geneva said it best, she felt that Oma would want those things there for everyone to be able to see. Now, isn't that really historical in and of itself?
You talk about a time capsule right there.
Perfect. Perfect example. That's hitting it on the head. And I know you hadn't talked about that with me, so
no.
Your lead-in was an excellent lead-in there, Mr. Neen.
Sometimes you get lucky. A caller asked this morning, Mr. Thede, if it says, do you two know what a grain cradle is?
Yes. And so there's two different styles. So if you talk about it, you can use a large finger-like projection where they've cut the grain, it's laying on the ground, and you can pick it up. And that cradles the grain so that you can wrap a tied knot around it, and then you'll see them stacked in the middle of the field. It looks like a large finger-like fork, if you will, and that was used to scoop under the grain. It was very efficient in scooping it all up, and then you could wrap a string around that, and that would be a part of it. We have one on display out at the Smart Farm with the UW... Richland had the Smart Farm, and of course that's part of the foundation. So the foundation has maintained that, and Dwayne Simonson and Wayne Morgenthaler have done an excellent job of maintaining that. But now school groups, they've had and entertained several. Norlene Emerson played a role in that prior to her moving away. Those people have maintained the grounds, and so it's both in the barn, where there's a historical display of many of the items and sections, that school groups can go there and they can check out the foundation website and actually get a grant from the foundation to bring your school groups out there. So if there's teachers listening, administrators listening, that's available to you at the Smart Farm, which is, of course, at the top of the hill, not very far from Richland Center.
I have to admit, I did not know. After you described it, then I knew what it was. I've seen it in use once or twice before, but a grain cradle.
Yeah, and what made it so efficient is they were very long finger-like projections, so it could actually scoop on the very, and you used a hand scythe, the large one, like the Grim Reaper would have, to cut that grain. Well, it lays down very efficiently. So then when you scoop under it, you can scoop it where it will actually come together in a bundle. And of course, then you tie around it, you put that stack in a pile, and then of course the wagons would come by and throw those on, and they would take them into the grain binders that were usually run by a horse that was on a treadmill, if you will.
Sure.
If you got a visual of that. And quite often in the newsletter, we'll have, did you know what that was? In fact, the history moment from last week was on the Mant wagon. It was a buckboard wagon. Of course, if you knew your Western stories or watched Gunsmoke, you'd know what a buckboard wagon was. But here's the rest of the story. It was sold exclusively by A.H. Crosscup in Richland Center. And that's what made it so unique. Here is a freestyle wagon. You know, it's a buckboard wagon and with all its intricacies. But it was sold here in Richland Center by A.H. Crosscup.
Probably manufactured somewhere locally, I would say.
So what makes that interesting is, of course, where they were built, how they were built. You know, they were built to last, okay? It wasn't where they're going to be around for a short time. And just maintaining them, Western grease, you would take butter and pack that in your wagon wheels. And that was called Western grease because the quality of butter wasn't where you could eat it, but it served as an excellent grease. And any good farmer knows that if you keep your machinery greased appropriately, it'll last a long time. I don't know how you were. I'm betting your dad would always ask the question before you went out with the mower or the rake, or possibly when you were going to get ready with the baler, did you grease everything? You know, and was it greased? And we got to the point where we would often grease it when we got done, so it was ready for the next time to go out that we could just jump on and go. But we certainly had to check all those grease zircs. And if you've ever taken that crescent wrench and turned out that grease zirc because it was either plugged and you took a piece of wire and cleaned it out or had to put on a new grease zirc, you always carried a few of those around that you could put in because they were standard size. Mm-hmm. And mine was always, how many are actually on this? You start counting, you know, where they are, and you know around the wheel wells, of course, they were there. But also, whenever there was a gear or a bushing, you made sure that it was well greased and packed.
Indeed. You always worried that you missed one, and there were times you almost had to stand on your head.
Oh, I remember crawling under the baler.
Yeah,
yes, yeah,
exactly.
You've been there, yeah.
To get them all. Yes, good memories. We'll talk more about history coming up here and also about tonight's Triviathon with Ken Feed in a moment on today's morning show.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month, finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you, like 25% off New Year's party looks from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Don't forget, you can find all of your craft supplies at the Creative Outlet. This week, you will get 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
Sunshine and Giggles expresses their heartfelt appreciation for their customers this holiday season. May the warmth of Christmas and the promise of the new year bring joy to all.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO Radio. Ken Feed is here, president of Richland County Historical Society. Well, Ken, the Triviathon started in the late 1980s here on
the
radio.
You remember that, too.
I do.
You mentioned it earlier about doing the Time Magazine articles. I still remember teachers would make up questions, and they had as much fun writing up that 10-point question, 20-point question early on in the era, you know, how we actually came around. I was trying to think, when you mentioned that, when it was that you and Ron took it over, because I still remember saying, Ken Thede, he says, every New Year's Eve now we're going to be spending doing this Triviathon. and it was a great community program. But I know there was a certain point where you and Ron took them over and took the questions, and the student council provide the power behind the scenes, answering phones and doing the scoring of the like and everything.
Yep, a couple of years into it, so we could get the questions laid out.
Yep,
and then
yep.
we had more sources than just, sometimes somebody would be just like, well, how do you know? Because that's the way it is, you know, and that brewer, doesn't always fly.
The Brewer Library was not happy. They always said, let us have a little bit of a heads up,
yeah.
Because people would come in and check out, you know, the blue books and all of the historical stuff.
Yes, they did. And that was a different time.
Well, and I remember, I have to give a shout out because I was reminiscing Ryan Keller and Carrie Keller, and of course they're not related, and they were doing the first scoring the first year, and there was only 18 teams, and I still remember they used construction paper and drew lines with a ruler to keep score. And then Ron Donahoe's son Kelly, who is now out in Seattle, did the first program on an Apple, and then John Basarich changed it over so we had two separate computers with two different scorings. It was really Dave Turk that played a major role in getting that system. Of course, now what Bo does and what Bo is taking care of, and Adam Hess has that techno background that they can do it. But it was really Dave Turk that got that system rolling. And if you remember, one time the system went down, and I still remember Ron looking at Dave, and Dave was just beside himself. So those are good memories behind the scenes and remembering that.
You always had manual tabulators as well. And I remember that year they came into play because we got to get caught up on scoring.
Yeah, and the line was, you know, why are we doing this? I said, just in case it goes down.
Uh-huh.
Of course, when it went down, and it happened a couple times where it was down for a short time, but this one was down for maybe an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you guys are the scoring system. And there was this moment of anxiety because, oh my.
Yeah. Moment of panic.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that some of those first Triviathon workers, they could be grandparents now.
They are. And you know, we did that before there was Speed Dial. I think that came in with that 70s show. I remember a team that had the walkie-talkie where they could have the redial.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
the second year. And that, you know, and of course, how it's advanced now, people really don't understand. We were talking before we went on the air to write the questions now, because Google can
yeah.
so systematically break down a question and get you the answer that it's really challenging on how you write the question, not just the question, but how you write that question.
It was much easier to write questions then, because you could just, if it was a sports question, let's say, you know, who led the Brewers in scoring this last year? You know, I mean, that'd be a legitimate question, but not now, because it would be boom, they'd call in about 10 seconds and be done.
You have to know which button to push.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I have to too, and part of that challenge was getting through on the phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know, where they said we had the answer, but we couldn't get through. That's part of the challenge. You know, if you wait till that last waning seconds, it's by the luck of the phone and the light going on, and you'll say phone's down, ring the bell. Of course, if we've got them on the line, we'll keep them. But you could be just a few seconds behind and not get through.
Right, exactly. So it's a matter of that. And we have one question tonight that's going to be a little bit different as well.
Oh.
As it's going to be how quickly you can get it. That will,
you're going to use that question,
yeah, I think
are
we're
you?
Going to add to the point total.
Okay.
So you have 45 seconds on the first clue.
Okay.
And then we'll give you a second clue, and then You don't get into the first, it's 50 points.
Yes, yes.
The first 45 seconds, and then the next clue, it's a 40-pointer.
Gotcha.
The next clue, it's 30, and so on and so forth.
So with a 10-point, you should be able to get it with a 10-pointer for sure.
Yes,
but now you're gambling a little bit. Do we call in?
Right.
Or do we wait till we're absolutely certain that we know the answer?
You can only call in once.
That's right. And if you call a second time, it's going to void your answer anyway. That's just a rule that we've had all along. And that's sometimes vulnerable where three people are on their phones trying to dial and somebody gets through and then there's this oh crap moment where you better hang up.
That has happened. So we encourage you, if you're playing tonight, to make sure you have a good spot where your phone works well. That's one of those. Have one person, the designated caller, because sometimes maybe people are playing at two different locations.
Absolutely, yes.
You need one person to call.
Well, it's funny, the number of people, and I'm sure you're well aware, the number of people that just play along and they wait to hear what the point total was. It used to be we'd predetermine that, but now it's broken down by percentage with 100, 80, 60, 40, 20, that if all 100 people were to get it right, it's going to be a 10-pointer up into what would be 81%. And if it's 80, then it's 20. And of course, if less than 20% of them get it right, then it becomes a 50-point question. And what's really nice is we've tried to set it up, if you have a nice mix of questions, a nice blend of questions.
Right. And it's not our goal to stump you, because honestly, we've had one or two over the years where nobody got right. We felt bad.
Yes. Oh, arguably,
because
yes.
It's like, wow, you know.
And what's exciting is, okay, we've got three people that have got that right so far. The anticipation of how many more will get it, that's the challenge of calling in. And then when you hear the answer, of course, you go, okay, I get it. But the idea of how many can get that question right.
The other fun one is if it's a team, let's say, that maybe they haven't been doing as well, but maybe they're the only team that gets one right. I'm always curious to know, okay, did somebody have a light bulb moment? Did they call somebody? How did they get that
there
one
was
right?
Epiphany, and that's the thing about trivia. It's trivial. And where they stored that back in their brain, but it, all of a sudden they remember, or they knew how to get to that answer. And that's the fun side of trivia.
What do you think makes a good trivia question, Ken?
So very simply, we found over the years, and I'm going to be very blunt, it's the wording of the question, because you can make it a 10-point question with the wording, and you can make it a 50-point question with the wording. You don't really know, but you can go, whoa, that's really tough. And again, like the question you're going to have where you get 50 points, 45 seconds, 40 points, as you give more clues or as you give more information, then there's that one phrase, maybe it's just a word, a key word, that strikes. And I often tell people, it's like playing Trivial Pursuit. If you have a question and you don't know the answer, if you talk it through, if you read through that question, you get that discussion going. You may not get the right answer, but you're going to come up with a great guess. And sometimes those guesses are right. I always enjoy when I do trivia around the area, you get two people and both of them think they're right. And one of them is going to be right, and one of them is going to be wrong. So which answer are you going to use? Or have you ever had the one where you switched the answer? And what do they always say to you? If you switch the answer, you're not going to get it. So when you write that question, to write it with that key word or a key phrase, something that will strike a note, or as we found on our side, it's something that we left out of the question that we should have included that would have made it more definitive or maybe more distinguishable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are phrases and words like, who is the only, or who, you know, and so you got to be very careful that way because.
Or the source according to this source. History is written where there's two different versions and both of them could be correct by the way they were interpreted. Did you have a favorite question that you've ever had?
Over the years?
Yes.
Oh, boy, I don't know. We've had a lot of fun ones, that's for sure. I've liked the local ones over the years, the things that maybe we've learned, you know, in some of our discoveries. And I always liked back in the day, and I hope people still do this, but I like when people phone a friend.
Yes.
You know, or a neighbor.
Yes.
And my uncle Frank Stafford was a good source. And I think of another friend of ours in Spring Green, Ted Lins, was another great source where people would just, you know, look him up in the book and call him, hey, do you know? And oftentimes they did, you know, so
that was maybe, that lead in.
Yeah. And I think with some of the questions tonight, there might be a couple like that, where if you can think of somebody, maybe give them a call.
And this ties in with your show. And of course, the trivia that you do here at WRCO. And I've been very honest with you. I love those tribon questions. What do these three things or what do these four things have in common? And you do a very good job of writing those, Phil. I enjoy those.
What I have found, Ken, is the fact that they're a little harder to Google those because you've got four different things. You've got to look up each one and then kind of realize, okay, what is similar here? That's what we've had to kind of resort to some of those things. So the questions aren't just home runs all the time.
This goes way back, but I still remember one of the questions was the PSI on a standard tire. And the answer was 32 pounds. And somebody says, well, I just went out to my car and I looked at mine and it said
35. Yeah. Right. We've had those over the years too.
You talk about the resources, the standard ongoing joke. It was the second year that we were going. And they had been playing for about an hour, and they called in asking legitimately if they could get double credit. And we asked why, and they said, well, we're still in the barn milking, and the only resource we got is the cows. And they were coming up with answers without those history books, without the references or guides. And, of course, now Google, they were just coming up right off the top of their head while they were doing chores.
That was impressive. They probably should have gotten some sort of extra credit for that, I think.
It was a plus. And how about the team names? Do you have a number of team names that are back?
Yeah, I think Bo has it in the other room, but I do want to give a shout out to the ID10Ts.
That's a creative one.
They were the very first team to sign up. I think they may have been last year as well.
Sure,
The day we made the first announcement that we were planning trivia for New Year's Eve, they got right on it.
Well, so the creativity, too, you know, the crew of the Enterprise or the opposable thumbs. Those names are sometimes where you'd have as much fun coming up with a team name, appropriate, of course, for the radio, that those creativity notes, you know, you actually have to think them through, like ID10T. If you write it out,
write it out,
you'll get why we're talking about that one.
Also known as.
Well, isn't that like Man from U.N.C.L.E. and what was it on with Don Adams on
Get Smart?
Get Smart, yeah. That all of a sudden those scrupulous names become a part. And and that's where the fun of it comes into, you know, is all the stuff that goes in. We're setting something up for the community, for the greater Richland area, hopefully to have, if they really want to have something for New Year's Eve, they can have it centered around it, and people will bring in munchies and they'll have their social party, but it's built around listening to the radio. And if you just want something as a background, a backdrop, it's a great thing to have because, first of all, I have to be honest, you play great music. And it's almost like those were the days on a now what would be Tuesday night. And that makes it fun, too.
Yes. And we were off New Year's Eve a couple of times recently. Last year, the Packers played on New Year's Eve, so we couldn't have it. But now we're back on that traditional schedule. And I've heard some say, oh, we're going to be doing something. But I've heard others say it's kind of back to the way they like it.
Well, and you don't have to listen to the whole show to get the enjoyment from it.
Right.
You know, you can start out listening. And if you get tired, you want to go to sleep, you can. I think it's also a part where it's not indifferent to just doing trivia. All of a sudden, you start listening, you get hooked, and you get hooked into that. You know, you're talking about the not being on New Year's Eve. I still remember back at the old radio station, wasn't the Bi-State on one of the nights, and we were getting reports called in by Bill Twining?
Yes.
And then there was another with the weather radio. We had to go back and flip the phone because the weather radio was coming through, too.
I think so. Well, a couple of times, we didn't have another phone line for Bill to call in from La Crosse.
Gotcha.
So he was calling on the WRCO weather line, which is 6472, 647-6292. And at the time, and I think I believe it was Brian Kennedy, he was answering that. And if somebody wanted the weather, he had to read the weather live to him, you know, over the phone. Or if it was Bill, he had to record the
Well, if Ron's listening, I'm sure he'll remember the one time the breaker went out on the tower. And now what do we do? And I said, well, I've got a four-wheel drive truck. And you guys stayed at the station. And Ron jumped in. He had this duffel bag of tools. And he said, if I can get up to that station, I know I can get it where we can get it up and running. And we drove up to the top of Tower Hill, and I remember there's a little, it's like a 6x8. Is that still up there? I don't even know.
Okay. Yeah, that's not our tower anymore,
right.
But it used to be.
But it's still there.
Yeah, and I always equaled it to Mount Crumpet, you know, the Grinch.
Well, we opened up two different gates, and of course, Ron's riding shotgun, so Ron's got to get out to open up the gates. Isn't that always the thing, that if you're the driver, you don't have to get out and open up the gates?
Right.
Ron had
to
do that.
Yeah.
And I do remember it because we got up there, and he said, well, I'm going to go at it. I said, I'm going to try to turn the truck around because there wasn't a lot of room up there. I think it took about 4 Y-turn type maneuvers to get it turned around so that as soon as he got it going, and I don't know if he used aluminum foil or Reynolds wrap or what it was, but he got it, you know, MacGyver, he got it up and running.
We were back on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then coming back down the hill was also a little scary.
We slid part way. I think Ron was a little nervous.
Ooh. White knuckling it.
Well, yeah. He was on the side that would have been downhill.
Right.
And so I wasn't as worried as he was.
And it snowed more back in those days, it seemed like. It was kind of snowy
going up
there.
Oh, good memories.
Good memories. Well, you can still register to play Triviathon. That deadline has not passed. So you can call today at 608-647-2111. And we'd love to get your team enrolled. And again, you don't have to, but we'd love to have as many, the more the merrier. We'll come back with a final word coming up in a moment here as we talk trivia on WRCO.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
For over 20 years, Wilson Door and Construction has been a trusted name in Richland Center for work services, garage door installations and services, and residential home construction. Our commitment to quality work ensures that your project is completed to the highest standards. Whether you need garage door services or are planning to build your dream home, trust Wilson Door and Construction for reliable service and exceptional results. Contact us today at 608-604-3623 to discuss your project needs.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
A&W Restaurant thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025.
Welcome back to our morning show studios on WRCO Radio, our final morning show of 2024. We've had a lot of guests on here. You have the distinction of being the final one of the year. How about that?
I'm taking that as a real honor. Thank you. It's my pleasure, by the way. Thank you.
Good to have you in here and talking about trivia and Triviathon. It was an idea that you stole from the college radio station in Stevens Point.
Stevens Point, and they'd been doing it a number of years. In fact, we actually took 2 field trips up there. For the kids, it was a nice getaway, but we were able to, I knew Mr. Oliva, who was the Oz, if you will, got the kids through the college radio station and the lines. And of course, they did theirs for 2.5 days. It was 60 hours. And having played it, you'd be sleeping on a couch and somebody would rouse you up at 2 a.m. saying, do you know the answer to? And some of the obscure answers, they would actually have a computer file that kept track of their questions during the year. And it was just a great experience for the kids to see that. But also the appreciation for Ron at the time being willing to bring that to this local radio station and provide in the form of a community service. So Stevens Point and WSPT, the local college station, and STP is, of course, the regular station in Stevens Point. The idea of playing that trivia, which was world-renowned, it was well-known throughout not just Wisconsin, but it was national and international that they had teams playing. I think they registered over 2,500 teams one year, if you can imagine that computer bank. And we're going back to the 1980s. That was just remarkable. I was in awe of it. And phone lines, we usually had four or five lines. Well, they had at a table 12 phones answering. And if you can imagine the amount of the uniqueness behind that, it's just immeasurable. Theirs was in April. Theirs was always set for April. And, of course, a lot of the college community played, but the local area, and then, of course, it expanded and just grew. You know, it was great.
Pre-internet days, too. So
completely.
Yeah, they could ask a few different questions.
Well, they were using the Apple IIe's. So if you can see that monitor sitting there and imagine how much size of, you know, for file storage, it's remarkable what they did and how they did it. And we've even had the time where GTE, we were worried about frying the phone lines or making bad connections back. Now it's cell service, and cell phones are playing a major role, of course, in what we're doing. And that's why your point, make sure you're at a location where you have good cell reception so you don't get cut off. That happens on Prime Mover. That happens, I know, for you and in the call-in show. Don't call from your vehicle driving down the road. You know, we want you to be safe, obviously. But that's why it's set up to have at a home and a location where you can have a good cell reception.
And I think fun for the whole family, because it's something that, again, everybody can be a part of. Maybe one of the youngest members of the household can help.
And well, you know, there might be a question or two like that.
Never know. And, you know, there will be some that have local ties, obviously, because we like those. But I think even though they have local ties, you might be able to find some leads online as well.
That's part of the creativity. And when we went through those, just the idea of how are you going to figure that out? And the idea that there is a couple of just really tough questions set up purposely to be that. It isn't where you get 100 on this test. We're hoping that you're able to play along and stay enthused because of the types of questions that are written. I always ask the question, what was your favorite one? And then what was the toughest one for you to answer? And people will respond. Or frustrating one. That's the one that usually gets them, because they knew the answer, but they didn't think of it until after we were reading it. And that's the nice thing about Triviathon. You'll get the answer with the next round. So you're always hearing the question. Of course, you can keep track at home, but we'll be keeping track here at the station if you're willing to play along with us, and we're hoping you will.
I've always said it'd be fun to see video of like a question asked, and then, okay, where are we going? And then scrambling for it.
And then once you get through, then there's that downtime. You've got about 5 minutes to catch your breath and go get another Mountain Dew and and some snacks, and those play into it as well.
Yeah, they really do. So if you're playing along tonight, 608-647-2111, that's the number to call in your answers. And each team has their own number to identify them, their own code. So just give the number and give the answer after that. And we'll, I think, just about 10 minutes for every question. Sometimes a little less, because we can tell sometimes all the teams answer within the first 5 to 7 minutes.
You know, if we're hitting about 5 to 6 questions an hour, I think it's usually ending up to be about 33 questions by the end of the night. Mm-hmm. So that means we're hitting at 5 or 6 questions per hour. And again, I'll come back to, I have as much enjoyment with the music that's played along with it. And compliments to you. You have a few creative things that you've already lined up, I think. And
I have fun.
Maybe some sound bites. And you've been notorious for that, Mr. Nee. So compliments to you.
Oh, we have a lot of fun with it, that's for sure. Want to salute the teams. We mentioned ID10Ts. They were the first to sign up. But also playing along tonight, the Boondock Trivia Brigade. They've been a part of it before. Reindeer Lips.
Yep, those are familiar.
Whiskery Mix. The Warehouse Bees. The Party of Ten. The Tri-County Scholars. Not Great Expectations. Hairball. Hairball's been a part of it for a long time.
Yes. Yeah, long time participant.
Triple Threat, Three Stooges, the Not a Clue Team, the Sour Gummy Worms, Smells Like Team Spirit, the Barnyard Scholars, the Rapture Ready Team, the Fairground Friends.
Very long time. That's a classic. Players, yes.
Yeah. Still Guessing. Sagacious Souls.
They've been around a long time, yes.
The Nobody Knows Team. The Ubiquitous Wayfarers.
That's a tough one to pronounce.
That is a hard one. I always have to slow down on
well,
that.
Well, we use abbreviations here.
Yeah, we do. The Lazy Patch Kids and the Just the Facts Bro Team.
Oh, that's a more recent one.
That's a more recent one. Yeah. Those are among the teams that are playing this year.
And so, please, you got time to register. I think you're shooting for a noon registration.
We'd like to, but you know, we're not hard-nosed about that either. I remember last year we got going about 10 minutes into it, somebody called and they're like, hey, can we still register? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, the more the merrier. So,
and that's part of the community.
You didn't get the first one right, but you
we won't go back to the other questions.
No,
but you can play right now, starting
still play along. And also tonight, to get a hold of, you know, it's not necessarily a trouble line, but if you'd like to, you can text 608-647-4155.
So that takes a text now. That's interesting.
Yes.
Very good. Okay.
And what will happen then is if you've got a legit question about something, or maybe, hey, we got this one right, you didn't give us credit, one of us will get back to you.
Well, and both those numbers are very familiar to WRCO. So.
Very correct, yes. We want to also recognize our sponsors. They include Osborne Stump Removal, the House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, and Cardinal Glass CG.
Thank you.
Most definitely. So that allows us to have a little social life on New Year's Eve.
it makes it interesting, doesn't it?
Otherwise, for us, it'd probably be stay home and go to bed, you know?
Well, midnight, it does take us a little bit past our bedtime, does it not?
Well, yes, one night a week I stay up that
there
late.
There you go.
But now it'll
there
be 2 weeks, two nights this week.
Yeah, so. I don't have the recliner here, so that'll have a factor on it for the old man from Running Brook. Yeah.
You bet. But a lot of our staff will be around as well as we celebrate New Year's, and we're just going to have a good time. Ken, thanks. I know you've helped contribute to a lot of the questions as well this year.
No, the anonymous historian took care of those.
Yes. Yes, they did. And other members of our staff.
And other members as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you tonight.
Looking forward to it.
Gets underway at 6 o'clock.
Sounds great.
All right. Ken Feed joining us. He is the president of the Richland County Historical Society, sometime Hysterical Society, right? Kind of depending on the day. And we'll have more coming up on the morning show. Tomorrow we'll have the year in review as we look back on news stories of this past year. Joanne Krulutz will be in with that. And then we will welcome more guests coming up on Thursday, January 2nd.
The Richland Cattle Center wishes everyone a Happy New Year. This Wednesday, the dairy cattle auction gets underway at 11:30, featuring baby calves and open heifers. Milk cows sell at noon, followed by springing cows and first calf heifers. The auction lineup includes fresh cows, breadback milkers, springing heifers, breeding bulls, and more. Cattle can be viewed individually before the sale. Lactating cows milked post-auction to ensure optimal udder health. Operating 7 days a week, the Richland Cattle Center offers trucking services or overnight care for your cattle. Visit Richland Cattle Center online for the latest updates.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. We hope your holiday season is filled with joy, peace, and safe travels. Warm wishes from our team to you.
Koenig Printing is proud to offer high-speed digital copies at the most competitive price, along with high-quality commercial printing and design for all of your printing and promotional needs. If you have a printing job that needs to be done, call Koenig Printing at 647-6004. For fast, reliable, affordable, high-quality printing for businesses and individuals, call the experts at Koenig Printing in the North Industrial Park Richland Center. With the experience and knowledge to create the results you want, call 647-6004.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, it's Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. It's Tuesday again, another senior discount day at Whitaker's. That would be 10% off for the privilege of being past your prime. And you'll save even more because we have hundreds of items that are 25 to 65% cheaper than a big box store. You'll love the simple vibe and the friendly old-fashioned courtesy. You'll feel like a child again. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
The year of 2024 was a very memorable year. Join WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz for a look back at the stories of the year. The WRCO Year-End Review can be heard New Year's Day, starting at 9 a.m. and Saturday morning, January 4th at 10. The Year-End Review is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, and Cardinal Glass CG. Wishing you the best in the new year.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 2025 first arrived hours ago on the remote South Pacific island of Kiribati. It's now the new year in places like New Zealand, Australia, and eastern parts of Russia. And over 1 million will welcome 2025 when it arrives.